and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Blue Stem.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 22nd of September. Feels like fall. Yeah, light rain out there and 56 degrees. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by Mike Crouch, who is the FHTC Foundation Director, and also Karis Williams, who is the Alumni Annual Fund Coordinator at Flint Hills Technical College. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. Chuck, how are you guys this morning?
We are doing all right. How about yourself today?
Doing well. Enjoying seeing this nice, cool rain this morning.
Absolutely. Karis, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm also well. Thank you.
All right. Well, the cut's coming October 20th here, Mike, and the way it sounds as we get things started, before we start talking about the impacts here for the different departments involved, the college as a whole, we got a little bit of a change up here in the format coming up here for the cut next month.
We do. So, The cut's going to look just a little bit different this year, and we're pretty excited about this. We're going to have a celebrity edition, so we will have four professional chefs. However, each professional chef will be paired with a student from the FHTC Culinary Arts Department that will act as their sous chef. And then when they come out for judging, they will come out and get judged together as a team.
Nice. I've got to ask here, Mike, what kind of led to this particular adaptation of the rather long-standing cut format now?
Well, you know, we're going through a little bit of transition in our culinary program. As you may be aware, we have two brand new faculty this year who have not had the opportunity to experience the cut. And so, you know, October comes quickly to prepare those students to be ready for that event. So we thought this was a good way for us to transition to those new faculty members and kind of give them a chance to experience it.
We have kind of changed up a little bit last year. You had kind of an all-star edition of the cut that turned out very well. You had past champions in there clashing to come up with the victor last year that turned out very well. And you also had a big tent set up outside, Mike. Will that be the case this year?
It will. So we will continue to do the tented event. That seemed to be, I think it's safe to say that there's not very many good things that came out of COVID, but maybe that's one of them, is that that really turned out to be really kind of a neat event, having that outside under the tent. So we will continue that. If you have not driven by FHTC in the last month, there is a giant tent out in our west, the west side of our building, and that's where the event will be located.
Karis, let's bring you in here and talk about, I guess, maybe your role or kind of your observations about the cut as we get ready here for this new configuration of the event.
Well, it's been very interesting. I started in July, and we've focused a lot of our energies thus far into the brand new event, the Wrangler Friends and Family Fall Festival. So it's been interesting switching gears, and I'm very excited to see. I've actually never seen a cut happen, but I've seen plenty of pictures and then watched quite a few videos, and I'm very excited to see this all play out. And I'm very much hoping that I don't ruin everything.
So, Mike, are we ready to announce who our panels will be, either for our celebrity chefs or our sous chefs, or is that that coming later?
Nope, we have those available. So the big reveal here. So we have Chef Gus Bays, who is the executive chef and co-owner of Radius Brewing Company, and he will be paired with Noah Widener, who is one of our FHCC Culinary Arts students. We have Chef Chris Linebarger, who is the chef and night manager at Doobie's, and he will be paired with Ava Kimmerly. We have Chef Jessica Simmons, who's the executive chef and owner of Gourmet to Go Catering, as well as an alumni of our Hospitality Culinary Arts program. And she will be paired with Seth Browning. And then we're excited to announce that we will have Chef Lance Nitahara, who is the assistant professor at the Culinary Institute of America in New York and the former FHTC culinary instructor. And he is traveling back for the event, and he will be paired with Anthony Childers.
Wow.
Whoa.
Great lineup.
We're excited.
So who will be your panel of judges this year?
So we are still working on that as we speak. So we don't have those all lined up yet. We hope to have those available to announce soon.
Mike, one of the things, too, that is part of this is the focal points here for the college as a whole, but really specifically when you look at the programs, culinary arts and also the media side, the multimedia side of things, these two programs really take front and center, and it seems like both are always well done.
They are, and I think oftentimes, the culinary arts program gets the headlines, which is to be expected because of the type of competition that it is, but none of this happens without Casey Wilson and the multimedia program and their students. And it's amazing the work that they do. I think we sometimes forget that everything that happens that night is done by students. And many times it's students that have been on campus for 3 months. So it's pretty impressive what the faculty are able to do to prepare them to do that.
Karis, how do you... I guess on the alumni side of things, how do you see something like this maybe tapping interest in alums and quite possibly leading to more alumni involvement / engagement coming later once we have the cut coming up late next month?
Well, that's a great question. I feel like it's a great event to showcase what we do here, and I feel like our alumni, it would be something for them to be able to come back and say, this is part of my legacy. I was a part of this, and I am proud to be here. I feel like it's something that, if we interact correctly with the students as they're here, they'll want to come back and be part of things like this. And, I'm hoping to engage with students while they're here and definitely come up with things to do when they leave so that they are proud to say that they've been a part of our program.
Again, talking with Mike Krautz, Flint Hills Technical College Foundation Director, and Karis Williams, who's Alumni Annual Fund Coordinator at the Technical College. The Cut is coming up October 20th, and not only does it showcase your fine programs out at the Technical College, Mike, but you do raise some funds here this night, too.
We do, and we raise a little bit of funds, and really it's a great time, and so... a couple of things that we plan to do incorporate this year as well, Ron, is, about a year and a half ago, we started the Wrangler Student Crisis Relief Fund kind of in the heart of the pandemic. What we found was that we have a number of students that face challenges, while they're a student on campus, whether it be, potentially losing, having utilities shut off, transportation issues, whatever the case may be. And so, we plan to have a couple of Avora Wheeler pies that night that we will sell between a couple of the rounds, and all the funds from that will go directly into the Student Crisis Relief Fund to help out those students. And then also we're excited to announce that we are starting a new food pantry out here on campus called the Wrangler Ranch, and it'll be opening in early October. So we are actively collecting non-perishable food items to get that off the ground. Again, just a way to help students who are maybe having some challenges. So we are going to have a bin set up, and we're encouraging people to bring non-perishable food items the night of the cut and help us to fill that pantry.
So I know you sell tickets to this event. Are they on sale? How do people get them?
You bet. So they are on sale right now. They actually went live at 7 o'clock this morning. So tickets are $25. And they are limited to about 175. Maybe if we're lucky, we'll squeeze up to 200. But
I know you, Mike. You'll get 200. I know you.
Yep.
We always find a way, don't we? One of us might be sitting on the outside of the tent. But you can go to fhtc/foundation and purchase those online. If you have trouble with that, you're always welcome to call our office at 620-341-1380.
Outstanding. Karis, anything else you wanted to add before we close things up here this morning?
I think Mike does pretty well at covering everything.
Mike, anything else that you wanted to add before we close things down and get this written up?
You bet. So just a couple of things. One, of course, we want to thank Chuck. We want to thank you again for coming back as our MC this year.
Love doing it.
You know, you've done that every year except for last year when Ron pinch hit for you. And Ron, thank you for everything that you've done to help us with that. But we also want to say thank you to Radius Brewing Company, who has been the headline sponsor of this event now for several years. And we appreciate the opportunity to partner with them as well.
Outstanding. Well, Mike, Karis, thanks so much for joining us here today. Mike, have a great day, and we'll talk to you here again soon.
All right. Thanks, gentlemen. Have a good day.
Hey, Karis, thanks so much for you joining us here today. Looking forward to talking more about Alumni Matters with you shortly.
All right. Thanks.
All right, that is Karis Williams, alumni and annual fund coordinator at Flint Hills Technical College, and Mike Crouch, who is the foundation director of FHTC, talking about the big event. It is The Cut, coming up October 20th.
All right, and as we look here at the Live and Local calendar, tomorrow we'll have a trio of guests talking with us at 7:20 to 7:25, based on just how long our garage sale listings page is, which is thick, and also our Feel Good Friday segment. But around 7:20 or so, we'll be chatting with Andy Massif, Amy McClelland, and Jason McClelland. Re-envisioning efforts are underway in Madison. We'll get the update and the focal points coming up tomorrow morning.
And our newsmaker brought to you this morning by MRSK Buildings. They construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732. Jeff Hodges, MRSK Buildings. KVOE Live and Local 734, still some light rain, 55 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Chris Gorton at John North Ford Nissan. The number one selling SUV in the nation is the new...